the recorder. And the first thing you're going to do is we're going to take attendance.
Okay.
So you, do you have the names in front of you?
I do.
Well, why don't you go ahead and just read them off?
Okay.
Janet Dutcher.
Here.
Gerald Frank.
Here.
Jennifer Kreitz.
Here.
Jennifer Weston.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a quorum. First order of business is public comment. But seeing as how we have no members of the public, we'll see if we have no comments, and then we'll move on to the minutes. These are the minutes from May 22nd, 2024. If anybody doesn't have any comments or corrections, I'd ask for a motion and a second.
A motion to approve.
A motion by Jennifer. I'll second. Don't normally, but I'll second from the chair. And then you'll want to do a roll call vote.
All right, Janet Dutcher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Kreitz, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Weston, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, minutes pass. Next, we'll move into the quarterly report, but let's kind of do this quick.
Okay.
I want to get to the TFC report.
So the Treasury was in compliance as of June 30th, 2024, with a weighted average maturity of 587 days. As you can see, we earned a 3.6216% earned interest for that quarter. Anybody have any questions on any of the investments that are on the next few pages?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. The next page is the distribution by asset category. Not a lot has changed. We've had some outflows go out, so we have a little bit less in the portfolio. But on average, it's all stayed within where it was from the last quarter. Maturity distribution as of 6/30/2024. You can see we've seen in the past third quarter we were keeping more money in there because we have a lot more money going out in July now than we used to. Treasury balances of the last 14 months. You can see we were at the end of June, we were at $191 million. The prior June, we were at $192 million. But we're still gaining because about $6 million went out for the MUSD bond. Mm-hmm. So we didn't draw. I mean, we dropped, but in reality, we actually have still more money in the portfolio.
Those are one-time monies? No, you said it was for the
MUSD,
bonds.
MUSD,
okay, it's not the GO bonds or holding.
There's only about $4.9 million left of those MUSD bonds.
$5 million.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we're almost, our cash flow is stabilizing a little bit. So the next page is the quarterly yield comparison. Yeah, you can see we're at 3.62, the 2-year is 4.83, and LAIF was at 4.55. Give you some perspective on this, the 2-year treasury is down to 4% this morning, mm-hmm. So they've dropped, the market's really started to pull back. We'll see that in next quarter. I don't think we'll get over the 3.50 range next quarter.
Where's the 10-year at?
The 10-year?
Yeah.
It is at, I want to say right at 4%, I think.
Okay, so we're still
it's
in
bounce, it's bouncing yeah. around, yeah.
yeah.
The 5-year this morning was at 3.80. Yeah. There's been no change to the pool participants. I'll have the same members in the pool. And that was quick, and that's it. Any questions?
Any questions, Jennifer?
No questions. Thank you, Terrell.
Okay. Let me get to the right page here. I wanted to move on to the Treasury audit. You have the audit in front of you. Because we have a Treasury Oversight Committee, the government code requires us to get a compliance audit, and the county's external auditor, this is included in their annual contract to provide this audit. And so what they do is they go out and they test the different code sections that say what the investment pool is supposed to do and the people that run it. And in this particular, and then they issue an opinion on it. And in this particular case, they noted one instance of noncompliance. As we discussed earlier, kind of offline. There's really no consequence for that non-compliance. We have rectified it. And for those that were involved in the meeting in which we discussed this, we had purchased a Pfizer bond. And in the information that we reviewed to see that it complied with our policy, it didn't let us know that this bond was issued on foreign soil. And so it really classified as a foreign bond. As soon as we found that out, we sold the bond and reinvested it in U.S. Issued bonds. And we've since have some new procedures in place to confirm that we're not buying anything that looks like it's U.S. but actually was issued in a foreign country. So that's the only non-compliance that they had. The rest of it was pretty routine. So if anybody has any questions or comments on the audit, it doesn't require a vote. It's already been issued. We'll move into questions and recommendations. And I have a couple things that I'd like to just throw out with the group. There's no decision to be made right now, but Gerald will be retiring the end of December. And the board has graciously included some extra money in our budget to hire beginning of November. So I'm hoping that by early September to open recruitment for a treasurer tax collector with all of the experience and requirements for the job that Gerald's doing. And we'll see what kind of candidates we get. I discussed this with the CAO, it was also recommended that we go ahead and do an RFP for an investment advisor and have them come on and fill the role at least of being that piece that goes out and finds, okay, well, we have five different invests. You know, we have $1 million that's freed up to invest. What can we invest it in? Right now, Gerald goes out and finds those investments. You know, he engages regularly with our brokers and has channels that help him to know what's available out there. And then, you know, he makes a decision, or we make a decision together if it's a little bit on the fringes, as to which of those investments we're going to select to invest our, you know, say our $1 million that's freed up. In this case, we would bring on an investment advisor who would do that role. So we're in the process of transitioning a lot of the accounting work, the record keeping work, over to an employee that's in the auditor controller's office. So they're going to pick up doing the monthly reporting, the quarterly reporting, monthly reconciliations, and anything else that we can do that doesn't violate internal controls. And then I will take on the cash flow planning, which will tell us when we have money freeing up. And I'll also take over coordinating with the folks over in the treasurer tax collector's office when we need to move cash. In our particular case, not a lot of counties have this relationship, but we have a cap of $10 million on our checking account. And we earned a really nice interest rate because of it. But we really have to watch our cash receipts to make sure that we don't go over that $10 million mark. And instead have an active surveillance that allows us to move money into camp and then into lay for the spillover. And then after that, into any kind of investments. We also have a mutual fund that we park some cash in. So to manage all of those pieces, I'll be taking on that role until whoever gets hired in that to replace Gerald is up to speed. And we don't know, are they going to have a strength in tax collection and tax billing? Will they have the investment acumen? We don't know what kind of people are out there in this market. So we'll see. But in any case, I'm going to bring on this investment advisor. So at least we have that piece taken care of. And whoever's new, you know, we don't put ourselves at risk of having things drop through the cracks just because people are not trained in the right areas to be able to make decisions. So that's kind of where we're at.
So you have the job description. I guess you're working on that.
Yeah, I need to get going.
Coming in September.
Do a brochure, but I'm not going to go out to a headhunter.
Uh-huh.
I think we should see, you know, now that we're using NeoGov, it has demonstrated its ability to bring in. I mean, we find locals that have good experience, even on the accountant job, that were local that we didn't even know about, that we never got hits on when we just put it on the website. So we'll see what kind of draw, and I'll also advertise on State Association of County Auditors, as well as California Association of County Tax Collectors, CACTAC. So they're, you know, my hope is always that our salaries and our beautiful place we live is enough to lure like a deputy treasurer tax collector or an assistant treasurer tax collector into a job that has more responsibility, paying more, and then you're like in a place in your life where you're ready to change where you live, right? Because whoever it is needs to live here. It's not a remote job. So
thanks for the update on that.
So that's kind of where we're at, and if there isn't anything else related to the TOC.
Next meeting.
Oh, the next meeting is?
November 14th at 11 a.m.
Great job, and thank you to Julie, who's filling in for Janelle, who's out sick. That way we have a backup train to do this. And with that, I will adjourn the meeting at 11:32.
Thank you.
No problem. We just demonstrated that we could do the meeting like in less than 10.